Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to dive into something that I know some of you guys are facing right now. Now, we're going to skip the intro and just dive right on in, just because it's a little more serious, and I know that you might be feeling some serious emotions, and I don't want to lighten it at all. I want to really just actually lean into it. Now, what happens when you fail? What happens when you fail in front of others? What happens when you're made a fool of? What happens when you let clients down? What happens when everything doesn't go according to plan and you have to finally admit this isn't working? This can be one of the hardest things to go through, and I know a lot of people are experiencing this right now, and there's so much shame that can come up. And I want to share with you guys several different things that are going to be very helpful for you if you're experiencing any kind of failure or frustration, or it just seems like everything is going wrong right now. Well, first and foremost, this was a big realization for me along the journey, because I used to assume that people who were successful didn't fail. They were just, everything was going great. And I was like, how in the world am I supposed to ever tell them that I make mistakes all the time, that things aren't working, flawlessly, that sometimes things go totally wrong? And I was like, do I have to tell them? Am I not worthy of being around them? And then one day it finally started to click for me as my business began to build and I got to know the insides, the behind the scenes for a lot of businesses. It started to click for me that successful people didn't have less failures. The only major difference is that they committed to trying not to make the same failure more than once, but more than that, they continued to go. So they didn't let a failure take them out of the running or keep them out of the game or stop them from trying again in a different way and showing up strong. And when I started to realize that, I just wanted to like analyze every single business I could. I was like, this is so fascinating. You mean to tell me that there are failures all over the place in every successful person's journey, and it's just a matter of them continuing to go and never giving up? You know, there's this quote that is commonly misattributed to Winston Churchill, but this quote is phenomenal. And it's basically going into the idea of what success is. And I think some of you guys may need to hear this today. Success is not everything going right, or even most things going right. Success is the ability to go from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. And that's when I started to realize, like, oh my gosh, these people who I admire, they actually have a lot bigger problems than I do. I look at the problems I had 3 years ago and it would be like, oh, I'm so frustrated. I made like a typo in a Facebook post. And I look at the problems from the last year and it was like, oh my gosh, you know, this business partner left, or, you know, we lost a big client or something along those lines. But I look at like the problems of today and they feel a lot bigger. But then when I search for the problems that big successful people are going through, it's actually kind of hard to find them for several different reasons. First and foremost, they don't wallow in it. They choose to instead look for the next success, look for the next area where they can continue to grow. They pivot fast. They make plans and they take action. But their problems, quote unquote problems, their challenges are a lot bigger than the challenges I'm going through in my business. So when I look at that, I'm like, okay, there's something to definitely be learned from this. There's something that they've figured out, and that is that the failures, the challenges, the problems, they'll never stop coming. They always come. And if you wait for your business to be all running smoothly in order for you to make big moves, chances are you're never going to make big moves. And the reason for that is because that will never happen. It's kind of like when you're raising kids and you know how you get one age figured out and you're like, oh, this is so awesome and easy. And then before you know it, teething kicks in. And then you're like, oh, this is so hard. I'm not getting any sleep. And then as soon as teething stops, it's time for potty training. So there's pee everywhere. And you're like, oh my gosh, it feels like this never stops. Yeah, that is the journey. And success as a parent is about going from challenge to challenge with positivity and with love and with kindness. And the same thing is true in our businesses. And so I think sometimes we assume that a failure takes us out of the running, or it makes us not worthy, or I don't even know, but definitely there's this element where shame kicks in and we start to think that no one else ever has failures and we're the biggest failure. And if anyone ever knew, we'd be absolutely humiliated. But that is not how business works. And in fact, one of my favorite things is actually to ask big successful people, what are some of the biggest failures that you've gone through? And hearing them revisit those failures and share the pain of that moment, because it reminds me, oh my gosh, I'm normal. You're normal. It's okay to fail as long as you get back up. Truth be told, defeat and complete failure is only accepting a temporary setback as a permanent result. And so my challenge to you today is, what challenges or failures are you looking at in your life and feeling like, this is it? This is the nail in the coffin for my business. And how can you instead realize that they're a part of the journey, no matter how hard they are? That's a part of your journey, and it's developing who you need to be to handle the business that you want to grow into. Whew, that's good stuff, good stuff. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye, guys.